For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. On this day in 1945 at 8:16 a.m. Japanese time, an American B-29 bomber, the Enola Gay, drops the world's first atom bomb over the city of Hiroshima. Approximately 80,000 people are killed as a direct result of the blast, and another 35,000 are injured. At least another 60,000 would be dead by the end of the year from the effects of the fallout. U.S. President Harry S. Truman, discouraged by the Japanese response to the Potsdam Conference's demand for unconditional surrender, made the decision to use the atom bomb to end the war in order to prevent what he predicted would be a much greater loss of life were the United States to invade the Japanese mainland. And so on August 5th, while a conventional bombing of Japan was underway, Little Boy, the nickname of one of the two atom bombs available for use against Japan, was loaded onto Lieutenant Colonel Paul W. Tibbetts' plane on the Tinian Island in the Marianas. Tibbetts' B-29, named the Enola Gay after his mother, left the island at 2:45 a.m. on August 6th. 5.5 hours later, Little Boy was dropped, exploding 1,900 feet over a hospital and unleashing the equivalent of 12,500 tons of TNT. The bomb had several inscriptions scribbled on its shell, one of which reads, "Greetings to the Emperor from the men of Indianapolis," the ship that transported the bomb to the Marianas. There were 90,000 buildings in Hiroshima before the bomb was dropped. Only 28,000 remained after the bombing. Of the city's 200 doctors before the explosion, only 20 were left alive or capable of working. There were 1,780 nurses before. Only 150 remained, left to tend to the sick and dying. You're listening to Dark Matter News on Art Bell's Midnight in the Desert.
Hi, I'm J. Neil Shulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made two movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
Got paranormal news tips? Strange news? Take a look at past and future programs at darkmatternews.com. Less than 2 months after SoftBank's Pepper robot went on sale in Japan, another intelligent humanoid is poised to make its way into Asia. That's because Boston-based Jibo just closed an $11 million strategic investment round to eventually bring its social robot to households in Taiwan, Japan, Korea, and China. Jibo started out as an Indiegogo project for a robotic smart assistant that can help families. After pulling in a whopping $3.7 million from its crowdfunding campaign, massively exceeding its $100,000 target, the company went on to land a $25.3 million funding round led by RRE Ventures in January of this year to kick things up a notch. Jibo said the fully fledged version will provide a range of different interactions, such as handling reminders, ordering food, taking photos and videos, and other everyday assistant tasks like sending email, connecting with the internet, or facilitating communication. Like Pepper, it could provide a friendly and easy-to-use interface for seniors looking to keep in touch with family or keep their routine organized using the internet. Earth may have a hairy mane of dark matter flowing around it. Well, that's quite an image to imagine. Nearly 85% of the matter in the universe is thought to be so-called dark matter, stuff that has not yet been detected directly because it only interacts with normal matter via gravity. Rather than being distributed smoothly through galaxies, simulations show the dark matter particles should clump into features like halos, disks, and streams. Gary Prezu at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California wondered what would happen if a stream of dark matter pierced a planet like Earth. He calculated that the planet's gravity would bend the particles' trajectories and focus them to a point. This lensing effect would concentrate dark matter along an axis passing through Earth's core, reaching densities about a billion times more than average at the focal point. Prezu calls these features hairs. The focus, or root, of one such hair would be about 1 million kilometers above Earth, just beyond the moon. If you find where these hairs are, you can put a detector right in front of one of them, he says. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.